We got first and last names of six witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? Three of you are in this room right now. You better look in my eyeballs. We ain't afraid of you, you stinking witch. You devil-worshipping Satanist witch, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your spells. We break your curse. We got your first name. We got your last name. We even got an address. Listen, some of you been sick because you befriended that witch. And you know who you are, and we're going to ask you to get out.
On the next episode of Paranoid Planet, we'll put our torches and pitchforks aside to calmly revisit the topic of cults and cultishness with four members of the International Cultic Studies Association, better known as ICSA, all of whom also left a manipulative, high-control group. We'll talk about the toxic extremes of evangelical Christianity with science author and former Assemblies of God parishioner Paul Jensen. We'll talk about mental health, religious paranoia, and how to leave and survive a high control group with cult recovery therapist and ICSA executive director, Jackie Johnson. And we'll have a heartfelt exchange with former NXIVM members turned whistleblowers turned cult-busting power couple, Anthony Ames and Sarah Edmondson, about their experiences joining, serving, leaving, and healing from the narcissistic and abusive self-help guru, Keith Raniere.
One of the main tenets of NXIVM, as you probably know, is there's no ultimate victims. You would never be allowed to say, this happened to me. No, you made choices to get yourself in this situation. When people really hold on to that tenet, that if I think some of these people start to recognize this is bad and they want to be good people, they have to make this good. Whatever they see is good, because either that or they're a victim. There's no such thing as a victim.
Until then, try not to let your need for acceptance, certainty, secret knowledge, wealth, love, or colorful scarves lead you into the arms of a sweet-talking maniac with a head full of marshmallows. I mean, I like marshmallows as much as the next guy, but they can drive you mad.
This video is not about me proving I'm Christ. We're just talking. What if, the Christ doesn't come until, 10,000 years from now? Well, my body of work impacted the world and helped lead the way for his coming. But wouldn't it be better if I'm the Christ and the coming is now? I think so. It's really just about whether you want to allow the second coming to happen now within yourself or not. Because you can if you get involved in my work. You can if you learn how to purify your consciousness and let Christ's consciousness sprout within you. And then you will accept your divinity. And you'll have all the things that you want. And if you look carefully at my teaching, and you compare it to all the teachings of all the previous spiritual masters, the great ones who started great religions, it's the same essential thing. Jesus was controversial in his day too. They killed him, right? Like, they tried to kill Muhammad. Like, you know, these spiritual masters, they were controversial people. I'm no exception. So let's talk about this. What if I'm the Antichrist?